So let's get on. We'll get on to introduce our first guest, which is Barry Ryan. And Barry is out from QUT Caboolture. He's the... well, let's hand over, Barry. You're the careers counsellor. So you're working in the community to make pathways for residents of Moreton Bay into higher education. So I think that's an exciting job, Barry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Wayne and Carlos. Yes, no, it's a very unique position. We're very lucky in... I'll just give you a bit of background. In 2008, there was a review into higher education by Denise Bradley, and it said that people from certain pockets were less likely to go on to higher education and therefore maybe more of a burden on the society. And so QUT, in their wisdom, decided to hire myself and a couple other career counsellors to go out and widen participation. So 5-6 years ago, we weren't quite sure what we were doing, but now we work with schools, community, and different people here to make pathways for them into higher education. So it's a very lucky, fortunate position I'm in.
Oh, it is. Anytime you can work with community and have that opportunity to, as you said, engage with parents and students and show them that getting to university opens up a whole new range and avenues of career, rewards come with that, job satisfaction. So very, very good. And have you seen much of a change over that 5-6 years, people being much more receptive to that idea of getting into uni?
Oh, definitely. You know, it probably comes down to a bit of cultural capital. You know, a lot of families, first in family, have to go to university.
Yes.
That's why we capture that information when we enrol them. And, you know, and there's 5 A's that we sort of try and debunk. So it's aspiration, access, awareness, affordability and achievement. So
good.
We go through all of that and in every one of our programs to try and raise that aspiration and that awareness. And we have different programs like Explore Uni where we bring everybody onto campus from our set schools here in Moreton Bay. And by that, we sort of like reinforce it that it's a natural pathway for them to go forward. So
Good. Yeah, breaking down those barriers.
Definitely.
I must admit, I too was one of those kids back in the 70s that left school at 15 and school was the last thing that, you know, I wanted to be associated with. I don't think my parents ever came never into a university. The Chalmerses didn't know what university was.
It's never too late to go to uni.
That's
Yvette Darth, you know, our Attorney General, for one, she left school at 15. And look where she's at the moment, you know. So it's just never too late.
Never too late to open that up. So, Barry, you mentioned the pathways into higher education. Could you elaborate a bit more on those?
Definitely. You know, schools tend to stream students at year 10 either into a vocational education and training pathway where they might do a Certificate 3 qualification while they're at school, or they stream them into what's called the OP pathway where they might take those tertiary subjects that will lead them into university. The good news is it doesn't matter which pathway you've taken. All roads lead to Rome, so to figure, QUT Caboolture. and the good part about that is you get a rank. So if a student gets a Cert 3 at school, they get a rank of 68. And that rank of 68 is enough at the moment to get you into a Bachelor of Business or a Bachelor of Education, considering that they have the right subject selection at school. And there's always a way of upgrading. So the good part, what I love about talking to school students and their parents is there's no doors closed.
Oh, that's
good. It doesn't matter where they're at, they can always make a pathway forward. They just make the right decisions and there's a pathway forward for everyone to get into university to achieve their dreams and goals.
Isn't that good? I mean, and I think that's hitting it on the head. The doorways are still open. Those pathways are there. I think, and especially young kids, I always teach my kids that life's a long time. Mm. Just because it doesn't work the first time, don't give up at 18 and 19.
Exactly.
You've got to keep working now till you're 70.
And keep studying and keep learning. Never stop learning.
Exactly. I think it's really, really good. Well, that's awesome, Barry. Now, there's always for students to realise their dreams and goals, but what if students don't know what they want to do when they complete school?
You know, the hardest question that we ask students at schools, we say, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And, you know, at QUT, I'm a contract worker. Many people are contract workers. We've constantly got to be upgrading our skills so that we get another contract. And that's just the nature of work now. Gone are the days that you'd start work at the same place. They'd be responsible for ongoing training and development, and then you get a gold watch it when you were 65, and as you rightly said, now 70. It could be 75, 80. There might even be a pension when these kids grow up. And so, you know, it's more ask the question, what do they want to do? What do they like doing? And if they're not sure what they like doing, what TV programs do they watch? What games do they play? What books do they read? What subject that they study at school doesn't sort of like, you know, is grind on them to actually have to do some homework? Start making some decisions about what you like doing. And we've all heard that saying, if you get a job that you like, you never work another day.
That's exactly it. Yes, and it is true. I think kids these days too, if they follow their passion, the world is, as the stats I had before, like 40% of the jobs aren't going to be here. So if you follow your passion, and it may be, and I'll push the STEM subjects again, but you've got that opportunity to create your future. You know, look at us, where apps have now popped into the landscape now. Go back 5 years ago, nobody knew what an app was. Well, maybe a little bit longer, but it's changing so much that those career pathways, you can choose stuff that you do love to do and make a rewarding career out of it. I think it's great. So I know you mentioned before about the open days, trying to get mums and dads and students.
Oh, they're awesome, those open days. I've been to a few of them, especially at QUT.
Yes.
And if anyone gets a chance to... even just to go and see what, you know, the facilities offer, it's a must for everyone.
Exactly. So how was your last open day, Barry?
Well, it was only Sunday the 20th, I think it was. It was only a couple of weeks ago, and it was great. And, you know, what I always like about the open days is we have many students on hand, so they might want to hear from someone old and crusty like myself or what it's like to go to uni. They've got actual students there that they can say, what does a day look like for you? How does this go? Where are you going? What jobs are going to open up for you? And then they can go and speak to actual faculty staff that are delivering it and get more context about it. And then if they're not sure what they want to do, there's information sessions run all day. And then we also ran 15-minute individual career sessions where they could just come in and have a chat. And that was really well taken up as well. So it was a great day. And our management event management team out there, our marketing team, always put on a great show.
They work very hard. And we're saying that because we have Emma standing next to Barry, making sure that there's nothing said that's going. It's a great team out there. I really enjoyed. I must admit, I've been involved with QUT Caboolture out for close to a decade, I'd imagine. So yeah, it's been a long time. Lots of great things. I know recently. Part of the QUT at Ruffner. I always get that the wrong way, Carlos. Is it my grey hair? I mean, Chris runs the project. I got to get the name right. Robotics at QUT had their fun day out at Caboolture. And without a lie, 400 plus mums and dads, kids, teachers, all jammed into QUT Caboolture. Well, I was going to say playing, but learning robotics, workshops, parent workshops, kids getting involved. And it's just another great way of, as you were saying before, Barry, breaking down those barriers to parents who haven't been to university. It's such a hard thing. You don't feel that you belong. And if you don't feel you belong, then how can you pass that on to your kids to go there? So these are just fantastic initiatives.
Exactly,
And fun. We always marvel. We buy so many pizzas, and I'm just digressing for a second, but we had 90 pizzas bought last time, and you think, wow, and gone within a second. So it doesn't matter if you're playing football or you're programming a computer. Pizza drives the thing, so it's good. So what other events coming up for the rest of the year, Barry? I know we're getting in towards the push comes to shove now with uni and selections.
Definitely. And, those Year 12 students, if they want to get their applications in for QTAC, on-time applications are 30th of September, and otherwise I'll pay a late fee if they put it in after that. But what are the good things coming up, even though the open day's gone, we still do offer individual career counselling for residents of Moreton Bay and their students at school. But also we have a real decision day, which comes up on December the 20th. And I love this day because if a student gets their OP or their rank and they're trying to calculate if they're going to get an offer or be competitive to go to university next year, and they have that hanging over their head leading into Christmas, then they mightn't enjoy themselves as much as what they otherwise would.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And so they can come along and sit down with us, and we'll be sitting there and going, right, this is what you got, here you go, because they've released their OP scores, and we can try and work out their ranks. And then we can say, look, you're going to be competitive for this. This is a pathway. You can do a year of this. You can swap to this. There's different. So we're on hand straight away so that when they leave on the 20th after seeing us there, can relax and enjoy Christmas and get ready for their offer in January.
Well, it does, and it locks a lot of things in place. And stress is such a killer. They've just gone through year 12, and it's been so stressful. And then, as you said, to have that hanging over there. Thanks for joining us. This is Wayne and Carlos on 99.7 Bridge FM with Education 2.1. How's things going, Carlos?
Oh, I'm still here.
That's what
haven't
I
left
love.
Yet.
Haven't left. Haven't sailed that ship. It's our seventh show, so 7 months we've been going. Another two more months.
Can
and
we
we'll
get
have
a cake
one.
For the 10th one?
We will do.
Okay,
we
good.
Will do. We'll have to organise that. Yeah, right. now, in the studio, I have Barry Ryan, who's the careers counsellor from QUT Caboolture, and we've been working through a whole range of pathways into university, and for parents and students out there, not to give up if you haven't got the right OP or entry level. So, Barry, we're going to just keep going on. We've got a few more things to work through. So what we're looking at, we've just finished kids. You've talked to them. Year 12, I think in December, you have your day up there, the real world day, to make things happen for students who are a bit unsure what they're doing, if they can get into their subjects or courses they're after. So do you have any last pieces of advice that you'd say to a concerned parent or student out there wondering what to study at QUT or for year 12?
Oh, thank you, Wayne. You definitely, like, if I had any last advice, it would be if you're really uncertain what you want to do when you finish school, and you're finished school already and you're not happy with what you're doing currently, then there's free resources out there like the myfuture.edu.au that they can help you look at your interests, influences, world of work. You can use your network. You know, when you're at school, you've got a network that you're probably never going to have as big again. You've got your sporting, your school friends, you've got families, you've got maybe church groups, different things. You've got a huge network. Find someone that's actually doing a job that you think you might be interested in and speak to them about it. And find out what they value and what pathways, and see if you are on the right path. And then get on and follow that. And you can use those websites, as I said, that My Future. But, you know, make sure it aligns with your personality, your values, and make sure you have a plan. You know, every time I walk into a Year 12 class and give a QTAC chat, I say to them, okay, guys, who's going to school? He said, all these hands go up enthusiastically. And then someone will say I said, what have you done to prepare for it? And they said, oh, you've got to book a year in advance. You've got to pay a deposit. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. And they know. And I say, okay, what are you going to do for the next 53 years? And they go, oh, well, I haven't thought about that. So have a plan. Don't fall between the gaps. Make sure that you have a plan to do something when you finish year 12. If you're still unsure, book a free appointment to see my colleague Clive or myself out at QUT Caboolture. It's free, it's independent, and we'll help try and steer you in the right. And you can find us on Your Future at Facebook, or you can ring us on 5316 7666.
Oh, good one. We might get a post up on Facebook as well for any of the parents out there that like to get that information. That'd be good. And Barry, I agree so much with everything you've said, but especially the point you just made about networks. It's one of probably the most underrated way of getting knowledge, real world knowledge, on people who are doing those careers, been there, done that, and they're only too happy to share that experience with you. And I always have a saying that, you know, everyone makes mistakes. Dumb people just repeat them. So learn from those people who have been there and done that and can steer you in the right direction. So that's well done. Well, Barry, that just about wraps us up here. So I appreciate your time. I think we'll be catching you, well, maybe not new, but certainly you'll be always welcome to come back onto the show and talk to us about what's happening up there. Maybe once we get a bit more into getting closer to December, we can get the careers counsellor back on and give some advice there. So thank you. And to Emma, who's standing over there in the corner, we appreciate your comments and input.